afternoon. Background. Following the introduction of H flu serotype B vaccine in 1985, the HIV disease has decreased by 99% in the United States, though cases of invasive disease caused by other serotypes does persist. Antibiotic prophylaxis is only indicated for... Antibiotic prophylaxis, is that better?
Yes, better.
Is only indicated for invasive HIV disease and in Colorado is dependent on obtaining serotype information from the state public health laboratory, which takes an average of 2 days in the Denver metro area but can take up to 4 days coming from rural areas. Serotyping can be delayed by long transport times and the need for reculturing, and decisions about recommending antibiotic prophylaxis surrounding cases of invasive H flu can be difficult in the absence of serotype information or identifying clinical and epidemiologic features of HIV in the post-vaccine era. Cases of H flu isolated from a sterile site are reported to public health and maintained in the Colorado Electronic Disease Reporting System called CDRS. Isolates are shipped to the state public health laboratory and serotyped using slide agglutination. And we did a small survey with public health personnel from 13 public health agencies in Colorado. We're queried about the steps they take following an initial report of H flu prior to serotype information being available. Here we describe the age and serotype distribution of reported cases of H flu in Colorado between 2007 and 2016, and discuss the survey results. This graph shows the serotype distribution of H flu cases reported in Colorado from 2007 to 2016. During the past 10 years, non-typable strains were the most common, shown in light blue here, followed by serotype F, which is in yellow. Of 709 total H flu cases reported in this time period, 488, or 69%, were non-typable. 182, which was 26%, were serotypes A, C, D, E, or F. And 25, or 4%, were unknown serotype. Only 14 cases of HIV were reported in this time frame, which is 2% of the total number of cases. This graph shows the number of HIV in Colorado by age group. The HIV of the post-vaccine era does not resemble HIV of the pre-vaccine era. 57% of the cases of HIV reported in this time frame were in persons 5 years of age and older, which was 57% of our total, and 6 cases were under 5, which was 43%. Oops. This graph shows a serotype distribution of H flu in cases less than 5 years old. Among cases less than 5, the predominant encapsulated serotype was A, which is shown in the dark purple here rather than blue, which accounted for 18% of the total cases of H flu in this age group, it was 44% of cases less than 5 when you exclude the non-typable or non-encapsulated H flu. Serotype B, which is shown in red, made up 7% of cases in our kids less than 5. HIV is very rare and does occur in both adults and children, but when we ask our 13 public health agencies what they do when notified of a case of H flu and they don't yet have the serotype information, we found that 46% of those that responded initiated an investigation prior to learning the serotype, and 4 or 30% said they considered factors such as age to determine how likely a case is to be HIV before they go ahead and start an investigation. There are challenges associated with deciding what to do with an H flu report when serotype information is not available or is coming. HIV is rare and is not clinically distinct from other invasive H flu in the H flu infections in the post-vaccine era. Other serotypes, in particular HIA, are a more common cause of H flu among kids less than 5 than serotype B in Colorado. And in conclusion, while, again, H flu is prevalent, HIV is rare, and the majority of cases in Colorado are among adults or at least people older than 5. Identification of specific HIV risk factors could assist in this decision-making, and ongoing surveillance is necessary to create a clear picture of the clinical and epidemiologic features of HIV in the post-vaccine era.